perfectly clear to anybody who knew the Labour Party that Ben had, very cleverly from his point of view, put in a structure where these policies, having been voted in, would definitely be in the Labour Party manifesto. He'd seen endlessly left passing motions which had then been defeated by the party hierarchy, and the right had, which I'm basically on the right, had used disgracefully a lack of proper democracy. We'd used the trade union bloc vote to override genuine parties, policies passed within the party. We often didn't fight them. We relied on the right wing fixing of it all. And I knew what he'd done, and it was a perfectly reasonable thing for Ben to do, actually, except for threatening people for re-selection in their seats. And even that isn't totally outside the bounds of a democratic system. You haven't got a seat for life. You can't be expected to not be unselected. And you knew, therefore, that you were going to be there for at least 10 years. I used to say 15. It proved 15 was how long they did last. Well, during that period, I couldn't have... I don't think I could have stood in Devonport. The issue for me was very much more, do I pull out of politics altogether? Which was very tempting.